Okay, we'll move on to agenda item 7, PR-2023-008609, SD-2024-00057, preliminary final plat, Rio Grande surveying, City of Albuquerque Parks and Recreation Department agent for Azid Hindi. Request the aforementioned action for all over a portion of track 10 in 10 North, range 4 East, section 22, zoned MXM, located at 12,824 Skyline Road Northwest, Northeast, between Juan de Bow Figaro and I-40 Trail, south of I-40, containing approximately 1.556 acres. I have the agent present.
Yes. Can you hear me? This is Rex Vogler.
Yes, Mr. Vogler. Please state your name and address for the record.
Sure. My name is Rex Vogler, land surveyor, Rio Grande Surveying Company. My address is Post Office Box 7155, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194.
And thank you. And do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, sir.
I notice Ms. Sommerfeld is in the audience, and you're doing this on her behalf. Cheryl, are you going to testify today?
Yes, I may. So I would like to be sworn in if possible.
Go ahead and state your name and address for the record.
It's Cheryl Sommerfeld. The address is 1801 North 4th Street.
Okay, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do. Thank you.
Mr. Vogler, you want to do a short presentation?
Yes, this plat is to grant additional right-of-way so that the city can construct an extension of the bicycle path that ends at this Skyline property. And it's to facilitate the connection to the I-40 bicycle path. And so on the far eastern end, there's a triangular piece that the owner, Mr. Hindi, is willing to donate to the city. It's also a project that's being sponsored by the city councilor and Parks and Recs department.
Okay. Cheryl, do you want to add anything to this?
Not at this time. I'll wait for questions. Thank you.
Okay. And I don't have, it was pretty straightforward to me. I didn't see anything that leaped out at me. So with that, we'll go to the DFT. Oh, is there any members of the public that wish to comment on agenda item number 7? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. So I'm just going to ask that you provide an exhibit showing where public water infrastructure is within the site. And also adjacent, there is to the south a transmission line. That's a collector line, I should say, running along the south border. I would hope that there's an easement if you can just show that easement as it is adjacent to the property. And for information, once you do develop the site, we ask that no trees or any obstructions be placed over our line within the new dedicated right-of-way within your site plan. So
okay,
just coordinate with us.
Sure. If I could answer that, Mr. Gutierrez. At the sketch plat level, the water line, the transmission line, a well transmission line was shown on the sketch plat. Do you want...
So, Mr. Vogler, what you have right now is you've got a preliminary final plat. So what needs to be shown is, and what Mr. Gutierrez is asking for is on that plat is to show where those waterline easements are, so that at the time of plat, then they'll become of record, and then he'll have clear documentation of those easements.
The existing easements are shown on this final plat. Mr. Gutierrez, regarding your comment about the transmission line on the south line, that's within City of Albuquerque property.
Okay, this is David with the Water Authority. That quit claim deed property is what I'm talking about. It does not call out that it is a easement. I'm hoping that there is one existing. I know I can't require it for this, but if you could look into that for me, we do require that adjacent easements are shown on a plat.
There
Not
is
necessarily.
no, there is no easement.
Okay.
It's only a quitclaim deed that granted it to the city. And this dates back to 1941.
Right. So I'm sorry. Go, Mr. Hearing
So,
Officer.
Mr. Vogler, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So,
Yes.
who's running the, can you pull up the plat, Jay, or whoever's running the screen?
Mr. Webb.
Mr. Webb, can you zoom in on the triangular piece down there where it shows E, H, and G? Right. So, my understanding is that this action is to dedicate this portion to the city of Albuquerque.
Correct.
Okay, so with a plat dedication, we would need to show on there the limits of the easement, which I believe is shown under, and what I was taking is notes E, H, and G. Is that my understanding?
Mr. Hearing Officer, let me zoom in on that too. Can you do that?
So G and so H is actually the water transmission line dating back to April, looks like 16th, 1973.
Yes, that's correct. That's for the transmission line. And then subsequent to that, 1982, a bikeway, it was reiterated as a bikeway and waterline. As far as I know, there's no infrastructure there. The water companies as-built information and sheets show that the water line improvements, which is a major 36-inch water line, is in the easement to the west, labeled as easement number D, as in David. And that's where the, and there's surface appurtenances together with that.
Okay, so again, I think what the water authority is looking for is dedication or basically granting language on this plat to the water authority for those easements C, D, and I think G in this case.
They're already dedicated. They're already they're existing easements.
So they're existing easements. So David Gutierrez, their existing easements at the time that they were granted, they were to the city of Albuquerque. Since then, you guys were now your own municipal subdivision. So under that, you should take ownership of those easements if that still works for you, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, if I could clarify, this is David with the Water Authority. The bike path, just adjacent to the south lot, it's called a southern quit claim deed. I can't read all of it. North 30 feet of lots one. I don't know what that is. I can't read too well. It's very foggy. But that portion, we do have a well collector line. It is a large diameter water line.
Yes.
It's not for distribution, but it is in there. And that's what I was asking about, if there's an existing easement there. And you did mention that it's a bikeway and waterline easement. If that's the case and you have that information, please just elaborate on the plat that it is for water as well. And that would address my comment if that is the case.
Mr. Gutierrez, this is Rex and Mr. Hearing Officer. The only document on that 30 feet is the quitclaim deed, and it was from private owners to the city of Albuquerque. It's being used there is currently a transmission water line in within that 30 feet. So this was all done prior to the separation of the water company from the city. And so I'm not sure of the operating agreement that the water company has in place with the city in within city right of way.
So let me try to state it a different way. So what is shown is a couple of several easements that predated the creation of the Water Authority, and those are fine. They're shown, they're fine. What is not shown and what is being requested is the well transmission line. And if that well transmission line is outside of those easements, then a new easement for that well line needs to be shown on the plat.
And Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Rex to respond to your question. They are shown on the sketch plat. The 36-inch line is shown on the sketch.
But what is needed for this preliminary final plat is it to be shown on this document, not on the sketch plat document.
And what's to be shown? The underground improvements?
The physical horizontal location of where that well line is on this document so that the Water Authority can confirm that all of their facilities are covered by easement.
I understand, but Mr. Hearing Officer, but wouldn't items like this be addressed through administrative review at the sketch plat level?
No. This is the actual body that it needs to be confirmed at. What we can do is we can still move this forward, because what Mr. Kateris will need, and he can put that as a condition, is that you need to identify on this plat where that location is, and if it's covered by an easement, then he's good. If not, then an easement needs to be created for that well line.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I understand what you're asking for. Yes, sir.
Okay. David, if you can work on that condition in the chat, I'd appreciate it. Okay, we'll move on to code enforcement. Mr. Boylan.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and we don't have any additional comments on this one.
Thank you. We'll move on to hydrology. Mr. Chin.
Pequan Chin, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
On to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation, no objection.
Okay, and finally to Mr. Webb for planning.
Yes, this is Robert Webb with planning. Just needed to clarify a couple things here real quick. Here is the overhead for the property here. You guys seeing that one?
Yes.
Okay. And this, the section of the trail. And here's the street view. So just wanted to be clear on what is being affected with the existing development, like the wall, the fence. Some of it was mentioned on the plat and some of it was discussed a little bit. So we didn't know what was being removed and what was being affected by this, if anything at all.
Sure, I can address that.
Sure.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. The northern or both sides will be fenced with a tall non-climb fence. And the fence on the southern property line, as you look at it here, is currently being reconstructed by that property to the south. It's a property that is part of the ADAPT program with the city. And so they were required to reconstruct that fence. And their existing fence was within the right-of-way. So they will no longer be encroaching in our right-of-way, and the new fence will be on their actual property line and will be, hopefully impenetrable in a more sufficient way than it currently is. And then the northern portion is partially fenced by Mr. Hindi, and the other portion we will be providing a fence that will match the fence on the southern property line, but likely the colors might be different. The one on the southern line, I think they're putting in white, and we'll be putting in black as an anti-graffiti purpose for that color. And okay. Then, sorry, you wanted to know about the trees. There will be some trees removed because they'll be interfering with the trail construction. And then some of those existing trees will remain. I believe there's at least two or three. They're actually Siberian elms, so they're not, you know, really desirable trees, but because they're there existing and alive, we will keep a couple of them.
Sounds good. And then thank you for sending the infrastructure list. Just wanted to confirm that this was the final. Did you need, was there any other updates that you needed to add to it or not at all?
So I wasn't exactly clear in how to do the infrastructure list and okay. Put this together. I'm open to any other comments or suggestions on it, but this is what we propose.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So in the past, what has happened with the city of Albuquerque with infrastructure is the department chair usually just, or the department head signs the infrastructure list, and that goes into the record.
Okay. So other than Director Simon's signature, this is, sufficient?
Yes.
Okay, can that also be a condition?
Yes, I mean that, yes.
Okay.
And yet, other than that, if there's not any other engineering comment from Mr. Biazar or from Hydrology or Transportation, as far as anything else need to be added, we wouldn't need anything else aside from the director's signature on the infrastructure list.
Okay.
And that was all I had. I'll put some of our standard conditions in the chat right now.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Cheryl, do you have any other comments that you want to do?
No, I don't. I just appreciate you guys making time for this. It's also partially funded by council, so it's an important project for adding activity in that area.
Mr. Vogler, what Mr. Webb is going to be putting in is there's some additional language on your plat that needs to be added that will be a condition. And it's pretty standard requirements for plats. And so that's what those conditions will be. Do you have anything else to add before I?
No, thank you. Oh, sorry, you're asking Mr. Vogler.
Yeah, this is Rex, but Mr. Hearing Officer, no, I don't.
Okay. Mr. Webb, are you ready? It looks like you are.
Yes, everything is in there.
Okay. Okay, so in the matter of case number 7, PR-2023-008609, SD-2024-00057, preliminary final plat, I'll approve the both platting preliminary and final plat because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and the BPM with the following conditions. The first condition that a exhibit and or easement be granted to the water authority identifying where the well collector line is on the south property line of the project. If that line falls within an existing easement, then it is acceptable. The second condition, the project and application numbers will be added to the plat before the final sign-off. Before final sign-off, the AGIS and DXF file must be submitted to planning. The approval date by the DHO shall be recorded on the plat, and an infrastructure list signed by the Parks and Recreation Director be submitted to the planning department prior to final sign-off. Staff, is there any other conditions? Okay, seeing none. Mr. Vogler, Cheryl,
Yes, this is Rex Lowley, Mr. Hearing Officer, and Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority. You just mentioned that the water line to be shown as an exhibit. Can I provide that to you as an exhibit?
So if the water, if the well transmission line fall, you can prepare an exhibit showing where the well transmission line exists on the property, on the plat.
Okay. That's where I wanted clarification. Does it have to show on the plat or is it an exhibit?
If that well line shows on the plat and it falls within that existing easement, then you don't have to do anything else to the plat. If that falls outside of the easement, then you're going to have to create an additional easement to be shown on the plat, granting that easement to the Water Authority.
Yes, understood, Mr. Hearing Officer. The water line is within the easement. Again, can I prepare an exhibit that shows the relationship of the water line to the existing easements?
Yes, yes, you may.
And
you
that would that be sufficient to Mr. Gutierrez?
David, you want to unmute?
Yeah, this is David at the Water Authority. That's sufficient for me. If we have water line and easement, that's perfectly fine with us. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hearing Officer, I will prepare an exhibit that shows that relationship.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Vogel. Good luck. And hopefully I'll be riding my bike on that trail soon. So with that, I'm going to exit and let Mr. Campbell finish today's hearing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. Enjoy your bike ride.
Thank you.